And ladies and gentlemen, it is that time that we've all been waiting for. It is Brittany J's tea for the day.
Oh my God, yo. Anyway, the tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Today, 21 Savage is facing a felony warrant.
Guys. Really?
So in 2016, he was booked to play a club in Georgia. He got a $9,500 advance and then $7,500 balance when he showed up. But the promoter said he came, got his money, and dipped before he even took the stage. So he went to the cops. She went to the cops in 2016 and filed a report and filed paperwork to get a felony warrant for theft by deception. And it was issued, but it was sitting this whole time. So after 21 was picked up by ICE, she decided to pursue the criminal case. So 21 plans on obviously going to the sheriff to handle everything. His lawyer says he didn't commit a crime and wants to solve things amicably. I would just think to sue him. I wouldn't think to do all of that, like a felony warrant. I wouldn't even think to do all of that. And especially like now after the ICE situation, like you just like a felony, sis. It'd be over for him if he get a felony right now.
I don't know, but you know, it could have damaged her in terms of her promotional career.
Yeah, so I would just sue him for a lot of money. I don't think I would make it a crime though. You know what I'm saying? Like a felony? That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so Floyd Mayweather and T.I. TMZ asked Floyd how he felt. He basically was like, he doesn't care. He likes everybody. He's not a follower. He's gonna wear he want to wear Gucci down to the size Gucci bandana like he don't care. So and to T.I. he drops a song called FN-word. Y'all know what that means. Put Floyd Mayweather on the cover in the blackface Gucci sweater. And the gist of the song is all the money you make, what have you done for the people, the same people in the hood that helped you make a name. You make enough to feed a whole country in Africa, but you spend it on yourself and your girls, basically. Is what he said. You could have funded scholarships, and are you that detached from life that you don't see that your people are struggling? Okay, so
it's a lot of layers to peel back now. It's a lot of layers to peel back now.
A lot of them.
Because you know they got a lot of history.
Hello, exactly.
They got a lot of history.
More personal, right? So Floyd Mayweather, he posted a whole PSA on his Instagram, and he's basically saying, first of all, part of the caption says, "Last week it was R. Kelly, this week it's Gucci." So that should already tell you where his mind is at. So he said, "Why would we boycott them for only 3 months if they cause so much strife?" Which I agree with that. Like, what is 3 months supposed to even mean? Like, just cancel them altogether or don't do it at all? That's because you want to keep your Gucci. He says we should cancel the whole company if we're gonna do that. He said these artists and celebrities are only doing this. They're picking the hottest topics to seek attention because their career ain't working out for them right now. Their talents ain't working out for them right now. He says these brands are being bought. What did he say? Oh, he said these brands aren't being bought by the people that you're advocating for. The same celebrities doing this are the same artists who inject rap lyrics fueled by drugs, murder, and sexual promiscuity into these black communities. You're pretending to care about so much. Then he took a personal jab, and he said these celebs are proud, deadbeat fathers and unfaithful husbands. Enter Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. Because 50 Cent had some things that he had to get off his chest about Gucci. First of all, he burned it. He tried to convince Dapper Dan to like not work with him anymore. And then when he saw the video of Floyd Mayweather talking about it, he said, "You need a new publicist. You're saying all the wrong things." So that's what that is, whatever. So Mayweather says, "Should we boycott them or bring solutions to problems we're facing as a whole?" So, I mean, surprisingly well written. I don't know if he wrote that by himself. But it was very well put together.
Surprisingly well written.
Yes.
Stop talking over me, Britt. You gotta explain.
What? Gotta explain? Have you ever Floyd Mayweather? This is the thing.
Oh, I thought you about Gucci.
No,
that's different.
Gucci. No, that Floyd Mayweather wrote that.
Wow. For once, you're right, Britt.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. What you mean?
You're right. My bad.
Then he gonna say, "Why you are so stupid?" No, that was Floyd Mayweather wrote that. That's why he thought it was Gucci, because it was so well written. So anyway, whatever. So that's what's going on. I can understand some of the things that Floyd is saying, but I think he's deflected a little bit at the end when he started talking about them personally. But I don't know. I mean, I guess T.I. did it in the song too. So whatever. Jesse Smollett, let's just talk about this. Police are investigating whether he staged the attack because he's being written off the Empire show, and that's why he was brought in for questioning. So police took in two Nigerian men, black men, saying that those are the men in surveillance. And Jesse said, like, the men that attacked him were white, but then when he saw the surveillance footage, he was saying those are the men who did it. So they took in the men who were in the video who happened to be a Nigerian. These men also happened to be extras in the show Empire. Okay? What? So, listen. So, police ended up raiding the house. They seized 5 bottles of bleach. They seized the red hat. They seized 2 laptops and an Empire script, among other items. So, these guys are saying that they're innocent. Police said that they don't have any footage showing the attack or any proof that it's been staged yet. Fox said Jussie was not being written off. I mean, if he was, he isn't now. Because what? So,
Well, we shouldn't jump to conclusions, but...
What?
He staged it!
Yo! He said he staged it. You're so stupid.
No way.
Right, one last story. So, we talked about Gucci Mane upgrading Keisha's ring. Apparently, that ring cost $8 million.
What?
Okay, so enter his son's mother. All right, and then in the state of Georgia, the lawyer is saying that the child of a celebrity has the right to live as a celebrity, even if the dad or the mother are not together. Mm. And she says that she put her dreams and her own needs on hold to take care of him, which that's a mother thing, like a parent thing that you should do. But he has extreme autism and is nonverbal. This is what the lawyer says. Okay, so this is a little bit different than I expected, honey. So she said the $2,000 isn't enough to take care of him. She has to take care of him basically 24 hours a day. She can't go to work. She can't do anything. She has to go to school with him. So she asked for $20,000. She's, boo, 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 boo. So Gucci, she also says that Gucci is not a co-parent. Like, he doesn't even know that all these things are going on. That's what she says.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I think she knows that maybe he knows he's autistic, but doesn't know, like, the day in and day out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand not want to be put on child support and all the other stuff, but at this point, you need to be paying for nurses, whatever is going to, like, even if you don't want the mother to get the money directly, there's other ways that you can take care of the boy without, you know, without money actually going in her pocket if that's the concern. So anyway, that's all we have time for, guys.
Did you say the ring was $8
million? $8 million.
Who would do such a
thing. I don't know, Gucci, but
we got more on the flip side. Keep it right here.
Live from the Stone Academy Studios. WCMX.